This episode is supported by Active Skin Repair. Active Skin Repair is a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients. I just randomly, Vinny was having a toe skin irritation issue, and he ended up having this like skin that was really irritating him, and it was getting kind of like icky, and you know, like when kids start to get like little scabs and scratches and then they want to pick at it, and it was getting worse. And so Active Skin Repair showed up on my doorstep as a result of the sponsorship, and I got to put it to use immediately. And I got the ointment formula, or the like ointment formulation, and then also the spray, and the spray was perfect. So Vinny does not like ointmenty, creamy, lotiony things on his body, but I was able to get out the spray, literally took it out of the packaging the day it arrived, put it on his toe before he went to bed, and the next morning he was like, "Mom, my toe's all better." It was literally like this super amazing cure that helped his toes so quickly. So you can use Active Skin Repair on a wide range of skin issues, including cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, other types of skin damage. It's totally safe, non-toxic, suitable on all types of skin, even parts of the body where you might have rosacea or eczema or have acne-prone skin. This is also safe for the youngest members of your family up to the oldest. So now you have one simple solution for your family's skin health needs. With over 500,000 happy customers and thousands of five-star reviews and super safe and clean ingredients, Active Skin Repair is something that you want to have on hand for your family. So to get your own Active Skin Repair, go to activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and get 20% off your order when you use the code SHAMELESS. That's activeskinrepair.com. Use the code SHAMELESS for 20% off your order. activeskinrepair.com, code SHAMELESS. Welcome to the Shameless Mom Academy. I'm your host, Sarah Dean, and I'm here to give you and other passionate, dedicated moms the tools you need to bridge the gap between motherhood and living the life of your dreams. I'm also here to help you be a little more shameless every day. Because if you aren't building a life you're extraordinarily proud of, what kind of legacy are you building? So let's dive in. On today's episode of the Shameless Mom Academy, I'm going to be talking to you about why exercise should be a critical part of your morning routine, and actually how to make it a critical part of your morning routine. So exercise has been a part of my morning routine for as long as I can remember. So now keep in mind, I grew up hating exercise and hating PE and not being athletic. So don't start thinking that like I'm someone who loves exercise and I'm just one of those weird people who just enjoys like doing burpees and eating broccoli all day, because that's not me at all. I actually have a fair amount of dread when it comes to exercise, even though it's something I've done very, very consistently for 20 years now. But I do have a whole nother life in my first 20 years of life where I hated exercise and it was very scary and overwhelming and intimidating. And PE class was like the most dreaded thing of my life for all 12 years I was in school, through grade school and high school. Thank God PE was not required in college. That was like one of the best things about college, I think. So exercise is a critical part of my day, and it is something that always happens in the morning. And there have been periods in my life when I've exercised in the afternoon because of when I've worked morning jobs where I've had to be at work in the 7 o'clock hour, I would do afternoon exercise. That was actually much more challenging for me. So there are different people who feel different at different times of day when it comes to exercise. Some people do work out better in the evening. But what I will say for moms is that because the way our life works, we never know how our day is going to turn out. We don't know from minute to minute if our time is going to be our own. So I really feel like for moms, the best option for exercise by far is exercise first thing in the morning. Because I can tell you right now, like, man, stuff hits the fan, right? So if you're waiting to get that exercise in later in the day, so often it becomes negotiable. And when it's first thing in the morning, it's not negotiable. So here's why I exercise first thing in the morning. It gives me energy. It gives me so much more patience with my child. And that, it's funny, when I was postpartum with Vinny, I actually started exercising primarily to be more patient, because I was like going crazy and I had a bunch of reasons that I couldn't do very much exercise. I had a bladder issue. I kept getting mastitis and clogged ducts. So I had a lot of stuff I couldn't do with my upper body as a result of that. And because of the bladder stuff, I couldn't do a lot with my lower body and I couldn't do anything with impact. So I had to do like very low impact kind of lame workouts that I didn't really enjoy, but I made myself do them like primarily because it gave me more patience. I couldn't really do anything that would actually like give me enough burn to build muscle or lose weight, which is why most people would exercise. I just had to do it for the mindset piece. So in addition to patience, it also gave me mental clarity. It decreased my anxiety. This is a huge piece of exercise for me. And I swear to God, like it's my antidepressant and it's my anti-anxiety. When I wake up in the morning, my personality is of the type that I immediately start making lists of things to do in my head. I start getting nervous for things for the day, thinking like, oh, I wake up feeling like I'm already behind. I don't know if that, like, let me know if anyone else can relate to that. So I wake up feeling like I'm already 10 steps behind and I can't stand that feeling. And the thing that makes that go away is exercise. No matter what I do, it could be a walk, it could be a run, it could be lifting weights, it could be doing yoga, it could be Pilates, like it can be anything, but moving and breathing totally decreases my anxiety. And then everything feels manageable after that. Like it's almost like I can't exhale until I get my workout done. And then I'm like, oh, okay, ready to take on the day. So it's so key for me in anxiety management. And it also sets the tone for healthy choices throughout the day. So for me, it's much easier to make healthy choices all day long if I've started with that mindset of doing something good for my body and first thing in the morning. And I have people tell me that all the time, that like the mornings that they exercise are the days that they actually feel like they're more focused on their nutrition than the days that they don't exercise first thing in the morning. So those are the reasons I exercise. Note the reasons that exercise in the morning might be beneficial for you. And now here's the really big thing. When it comes to exercise, it should never be a punishment, right? It should always be a privilege, because if you come from a place of punishment, it's not going to last. So when I'm going to bed at night, I never think like, oh man, I have to get up and work out, because that's a horrible way to live, right? When I go to bed every single night filled with dread. Instead, I go to bed every night thinking like, oh, I can't wait till tomorrow. Like after I get in my workout, I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to be more patient. Even if it's a crazy day, even if Vinny has a day full of tantrums, I will be in a better space if I exercise first. I'm not going to have anxiety because I'm going to get that workout in. I'm going to have more mental clarity all day long. So I think about all these things. So for me, I can be super positive. I can go to bed thinking like, yes, I can't wait to get in my workout. That's something I've trained my mind to do, because there certainly has been times in my life where I was like, oh man, I have to get up at 5 a.m. to work out in the morning. Like that sounds horrible. And I did that and I powered through that, but it was kind of a horrible way to live. And now I don't do that. I see it as like, this is a gift I can give myself every single day.
This episode is supported by AquaTrue. Having clean, safe water is the last thing you want to worry about. But unfortunately, according to extensive research by the Environmental Working Group, 3 out of 4 homes in America have harmful contaminants in their tap water. So that's why you got to check out AquaTrue. AquaTrue purifiers have a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process, and their countertop purifiers, which is what we have, take no installation or plumbing, and they remove 15 times more contaminants than ordinary pitcher filters, and they're specifically designed to combat chemicals like PFAS, which can lead to potentially adverse health effects like cancer, endocrine system disruption, and liver toxicity, which is part of what makes AquaTrue so special, unique, and important in terms of how they are able to filter water. They also have water purifiers to fit every type of home. So like the installation-free countertop purifier that we have at our house, to higher capacity under sink options. They even have Wi-Fi connected purifiers and mineral boost options. So I'm so excited about our new AquaTrue. And here's the thing. I swear it's like a gentle reminder to actually drink more water every time you walk into your kitchen. So we are drinking more water now, and also more clean water. So more water that is more clean. It feels like a double win. I'm feeling pretty impressed with us. I feel like sink water, tap water becomes invisible at a certain point. And when I see the purifier on my counter, it's like many time a day reminder to like, keep drinking. So I want you to check out AquaTrue for yourself and for your family. AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and that makes it a great gift as well. Today, my listeners can receive 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com. That's AquaTrue.com, and enter the code Shameless at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue purifier when you go to AquaTrue.com and use the code Shameless, S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S. AquaTrue.com, code Shameless. This episode is supported by a podcast I want to share with you called Understood Explains. So this show is about navigating ADHD, dyslexia, and other learning and thinking differences, which can be so confusing. And so every season of the show is around a different theme. So there's a season on special education, there's a season on ADHD diagnosis for adults, and the current season is all about IEPs. I love this podcast because the episodes are 10 to 15 minutes long. So if you are short on time or short on focus, you can take this content in super quickly, easily. It's very digestible. And the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert, Juliana Urtube. So Juliana talks all about how to navigate educational plans, IEPs. She talks about the differences between IEPs and 504 plans. She really breaks things down in a really clear and simple way so that you have some of those questions that you might be thinking around, like, does this pertain to my child? Is this something I need to be looking into? Like, where do we go from here? Where do I go if I have questions? Juliana has you covered. She explains so many different things and so many different little pieces and nuance of IEPs and special education and different things on Understood Explained. So I want you to go check it out wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can go listen to Understood Explains. Just go into your podcast app, do a search for Understood Explains, and it will pop right up. Click on it, pick your episode, and get the answers that you've been looking for and the support that you need around different learning differences and differences in school. So here's how I do it, and here's what makes it work and what makes it stick. Like I said earlier, if you wait to exercise later in the day, it becomes negotiable because things get in the way. I'm telling you, those kids, they mess everything up, right? So last week, I was out of town for 4 days at a conference, and I came home. I got home late Sunday night. I went in to check on Vinny. He had a fever. So I'm like, oh, great. Of course, the first day I'm back from this conference, I have a million things to do, and now Vinny's not going to be able to go to school tomorrow. And so, of course, he didn't go to school on Monday. And then midday through Monday, he still has a fever. He obviously feels horrible. And I'm like, great. He's also not going to be able to go to school on Tuesday. Fantastic. So like 2 days, I came back with a list of like 40 things to do from this conference. And I had to be home for 2 days with him. Now, I will say Monday, we did get to do a lot of cuddling, so I'm not going to complain. And it, you know, there's some benefits to rearranging your day and having quality time with your kid, especially when it involves cuddles on the couch. But there's also, it feels pretty sacrificial. So you can see how, like, when you get thrown those curveballs, all your own priorities have to shift. And that can be really frustrating and really overwhelming. And that happens all the time. And I swear, this doesn't seem to happen with the dads, right? Like, the kid being sick seems to not really impact the dads. Is it just me? And not saying that my husband wouldn't be helpful if I needed him to be, but I'm just the person who has set up my career to be in a more flexible position. And I'm glad that I did that. I think it's one of the huge, huge benefits of what I do and how I've chosen to do it. So I'm not complaining. I just think it's kind of funny because when something like that happens, I'm always like, oh, so how am I going to immediately flip my whole world upside down? And interesting, on the other side of that is a partner who doesn't really have to change anything. And of course, I mean, you know, I have said to him, like, I might need you to cover for me, or I might need you to help out or change things in your schedule. And he's always very open to that. But I do think that for the most part, it's moms who are like, oh, let me just flip everything upside down on a moment's notice. So because those things happen on a moment's notice, you can see how it's easy for exercise to take the back burner if you make it happen or allow for it to happen later in the day. If you make it happen first thing, that's not nearly as likely. Now, of course, every now and then you have those crazy nights where you're up all night with a sick kid or whatever, and maybe that exercise isn't going to happen first thing. There can be exceptions. That's okay. But for the most part, let's make it happen first thing in the day because then it's non-negotiable. So to make exercise part of your morning routine, there's three key elements. And the first one, you might not like this one, but I'm going to be totally honest. You have to wake up earlier. So in order to get exercise in, you probably have to wake up before your kids. And that might mean that you're waking up like in the 5 o'clock hour, and that might be really hard. But with that comes freedom. And I'm reading The Perfect Day Formula right now. And I love this because Craig Ballantyne, the author of the book, who actually is going to be on this podcast soon. I'm so excited. We have him scheduled for an interview. He talks about the freedom that comes with structure. And so it's easy to look at structure and rules that you impose upon yourself and think that that isn't freedom. But it actually is freedom because you don't think about it. It's just automatically built in. So there's so much freedom that comes with structure. And I see this so much. And especially as someone who struggles with anxiety, I see that the more I have structure in my routine, the more my brain just feels so much more open to manage everything. So for me, exercising before my child gets up is key. I'm the first one up in my household every morning. I get up sometime between 6 and 6:30, which I know for a lot of families is like sleeping in. I know a lot of people have to be up in the 5 o'clock hour for this to work. So I get up sometime between 6 and 6:30, and I have been trying very hard to get in 10 minutes of meditation.
And then often I'll do 10 minutes of reading, of personal development reading, and then I'll do my workout for 20 to 30 minutes. And I try to get that all done before Vinny gets up. So I'm in this luxurious period where Vinny now can sit in his room and play. And we put a little clock in there so he can't come out till the clock turns green. And then he has a bunch of toys in there. And I mean, like, you should see our nighttime routine of lining up all the toys for him to play with in the morning. It's a little out of control, but hey, it buys me that time. There's mornings where he is up at 6:01 and he will play in his room until 7:45 because we set the clock for 7:45. And when we set the clock to turn green at 7:45, I was like, there's no way this kid is going to sit in here and play that long, but he does it. So it's working for now. I'm not saying it's going to work next week, but for right now it's working and we are riding it out. So someone told me when I first had Vinny, this mom told me, her name's Crystal, one of my Sync Fitness members here in Seattle. And she's like, do whatever works until it doesn't work anymore. And Crystal, I have like lived by that. So thank you. So this is what's working right now. So this is what we're doing. There's definitely been an evolution over time with all of this. You know, there was a time when I was working out with Vinny in the room with me because he was getting up so early and couldn't play in his room. So he would play next to me while I worked out, which was not my favorite thing, but hey, it still worked. And then there was a time when I would work out in the guest bedroom and he would sit on the bed reading books or watching a show on an iPad or my phone. So there's been kind of an evolution to this whole thing. Right now, this is what was working. He plays in his room till 7:45 and I get a bunch of stuff done between 6 and 7:45 and it is like pure magic. So like I said, we're going to ride it out. So the thing about waking up earlier is it does give you that time and it does give you that sense of freedom getting it done, and you're getting it done uninterrupted. Because once you start getting interrupted in the middle of your workout time, it starts to feel like it's compressed and you don't finish the workout with that same sense of clarity and energy and feeling like renewed if you're constantly interrupted. And this has happened a few times where Vinny will pop out of his room multiple times for something and I'm like, dude, mama needs her time. And I've actually started saying, there's no shame in my workout game. Like, I definitely will tell him, like, this is mama's workout time. I cannot come help you right now. I will help you when the clock turns green. And so even this morning, he popped out while I was working out and he wanted me to help him with some Lego thing. And I was like, absolutely, buddy, I would love to help you. As soon as that clock turns green, I will come up and help you. So I make sure that at 7:45, I'm done. So if I have to cut off my workout early, or if I have to not stretch or whatever, like, I'm not advocating not stretching, but sometimes it happens. Like, I cut myself off at 7:45. You know, sometimes he will come down and he'll hang out with me for a couple of minutes while I'm finishing up. If he's open to that, I'll let him do that. But for the most part, he's like raring to get out of his room and ready for breakfast or whatever. So, okay, number two, the second piece of how to make your exercise part of your morning routine is to establish your routine with your family and identify everyone's job within that. So I've kind of started to touch on that. This is an established part of our family morning routine. We have a family morning routine. It's not just mommy's routine. We have a morning routine within our family that involves, like, I have my role in it. So I get up, I do my meditation, I do my reading, I do my workout. Vinny gets up, he plays in his room until the clock turns green, and then he comes out and we get breakfast. And then my husband has his routine. And so for him, on his routine is he gets up and 3 days a week, he gets up and he goes running. And then the other 2 days a week during the week, he gets up and he jumps in the shower. And on the days that he does not go running, I go running. So Monday, Wednesday, Friday, he gets up and goes running. Tuesday, Thursday, I go running. So sometimes he's home dealing with Vinny if I'm out running. So we kind of tag team on that one. And I'll have to talk about how we became this family of runners because it's kind of funny at some point. My husband was a runner before we met and kept it like a big secret from me because he thought, oh, she's a personal trainer. She'll make me run a lot if I ever tell her that I used to run. But now we finally, after being together, I think we were together for like 9 years or something when he finally decided to run and make it part of his life, which was hilarious. So I was like elated, but trying to not make a big deal about it. So anyways, he runs Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I run on Tuesday, Thursday. And this is part of our family routine in the morning. So he knows what I'm doing. I know what's going on. It's all built in and it's all part of the strategy that makes everything click. As part of that, there's things that we do the night before to make sure that it works smoothly. So I try to make Vinny's dinner Vinny's dinner, but I also try to make his lunch the night before. In addition, I'll lay out my clothes so that things will go smoothly. I actually get dressed for my workout before I start my meditation. So I jump out of bed, get dressed, then I'm already ready for my workout when I sit down to do my meditation and my reading. So then the workout's like going to happen because we all know once you have the workout clothes on, you actually do the workout, right? So I don't do the meditation and the reading and then decide if I'm going to put on my workout clothes. They're already on. It's the first thing I do when I get up. So there's all these little bits of the routine that make the whole thing happen because these are all essential steps to making it happen. And then the third piece of making exercise part of your morning routine is identifying it as a crucial part of your day. So if you make it something that you can sleep through, if you make it a negotiable, if you make it something like, well, maybe I'll do it at 6 a.m. Maybe I'll do it at my lunch break. Maybe I'll do it after the kids go to bed. That's not part of your identity. Make it something that is part of your identity. Like, I'm Sarah. I work out 5 days a week at 6 a.m. For me, there's like no negotiating in there. It is the same to me as eating breakfast. Like, I actually eat the same breakfast every day. So there's like no negotiating my breakfast. I don't even think about it. There's no decision fatigue around it because I don't have to make a decision. It's already done. I get up every single day, Monday through Friday, and I work out. And so it's just done. It's like built in. I don't even think about it. And I've done that for so long that I don't have to set goals around it because it's just built in. I might set goals around what my workout's going to be or how I'm going to perform, but I don't set goals around like, I'm going to work out X amount of days this week because it's just completely built into what I do. It's a big, big part of my identity. And it's a big part of our family routine. Like, everyone in our household knows when each person exercises, and Vinny knows that like, mama's going for a run, papa's going for a run, mama's doing her workout, I'm still playing in my room. Like, it's all very well established within our family.
This episode is supported by Air Doctor. You probably don't know that Americans take in about 20,000 breaths per day and spend an average of 90% of their time indoors. The indoor air that we breathe can be up to 100 times more polluted than outdoor air, according to the EPA. Indoor air pollutants can cause upper respiratory symptoms like sneezing, coughing, congestion, scratchy throat, and even more serious health problems like lung and heart disease. So what's the solution? Introducing Air Doctor, the air purifier that filters out 99.99% of dangerous contaminants so your lungs don't have to. This includes allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, and even bacteria and viruses. I am so excited that we just got our own Air Doctor for our house, and we will have it all up and running and ready to go in time for all the things that come with spring weather, but also smoke season, which is just around the corner for those of us in the Pacific Northwest. And I know many of you across the country. So here's how you can get your own Air Doctor. First of all, Air Doctor comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS and you'll receive up to $300 off of air purifiers. Exclusive to our podcast customers, you will also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock in this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code SHAMELESS. That's airdoctorpro.com, code SHAMELESS.
Oh, hey, everybody. It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And now we're back with a whole new podcast about unsticking it, launching in January. What happens when life gets in the way of our creativity instead of nourishing it?
We talk to all sorts of guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
So join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom.
Get out of there, life gunk.
Let us help you get back to your best creative self. Look for Unsticking It with Blair and Molly
wherever you listen to podcasts, starting in January.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
So the other part about identifying this as a crucial part of your day is that you can then look at it as a privilege or a gift that you can give yourself each morning. So again, that goes back to the idea of you're never looking at this as a punishment. You're never going to bed thinking like, oh man, I ate cupcakes today, so tomorrow morning I really have to get up and work out hard. Like, it's never about that. It's always about a gift that you can give yourself to give yourself more energy, more patience, more mental clarity, less anxiety, to get yourself ready to have a really amazing day. So you're always looking at it from that positive frame of mind, which makes it much easier to make it a part of your identity. That's totally different than punishing yourself every morning for what you ate the day before, right? You never want to be punishing yourself as part of your identity, as something that you wrap your head around every single day. So this exercise piece should always be the first gift that you can give yourself every single day, is getting up and doing something that will improve your day so dramatically that you wouldn't even consider not doing it. And that's how I see it. I see it as something that's that powerful, that why would I talk myself out of doing something that would increase and improve my day in such a positive way, that just doesn't even make sense. So when you start to wrap your head around it in that way, it makes it much easier to just build it in and have it be there and have it be there as a non-negotiable, just like eating breakfast, just like brushing your teeth, just like, you know, taking your shower, all those other things that you do in the morning. So with that, I want to hear about how you're going to build exercise into your morning routine, whether it's 5 minutes of exercise or 35 minutes of exercise. It doesn't have to be a long time. It just needs to be something that you build in. Don't be afraid to start with like 5 to 10 minutes and just be like, I'm going to get up and stretch for 5 minutes for a week every day. Because doing that will just start to set the intention and start to set the tone to allow you to build upon that. So it doesn't have to be that I'm going to get up and exercise for an hour 5 days a week. It should never be that big and cumbersome, because that's not realistic. I don't think it's realistic for moms to work out an hour a day most days of the week. I never work out for an hour anymore. You know, totally different before I had a kid and I had different kinds of time in my day. But even long before Vinny was born, I'd given up on the idea that an effective workout needed to last for an hour, because it doesn't. An effective workout, I can build a full sweat in 10 minutes or much less than 10 minutes, but for sure in 10 minutes. So I always go in, even on a night where I haven't had much sleep, I think like, I'm just going to move for 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. You could set a timer for 10 minutes and do 10 squats, 10 pushups, 20 jumping jacks, 10 sit-ups, and just repeat that for 10 minutes and see how many times you can do that in 10 minutes. And do that 3 days a week. After 2 weeks of that, I guarantee you will like blow yourself out of the water at the end of that second week, because you will have broken a record. Every time you do it, you'll be able to do more and you'll be so impressed. And then you'll be excited and you'll start to build upon that and be like, oh wait, if I can do this for 10 minutes, 3 days a week, what if I could do something else multiple days a week? So build in that 10 minutes, 3 days a week, and do just exactly what I said. The other 2 days, get up and stretch for 5 minutes. So you have just this little bit of exercise that you're introducing, where you're introducing movement 5 days a week, and then you can start to build upon that in the weeks following. So I want to know, how are you going to build exercise into your routine? Make sure to reach out and tell us at shamelessmom.com. And as always, if this has been a helpful episode to you, be sure that you leave us a review at shamelessmom.com/review. We are looking to get our 100 reviews, and we're getting closer and closer every day. And please, we love to know that you're getting our podcast episodes as soon as they're released. So please feel free to subscribe and share the love. If this is meaningful and helpful to you, share it with other people, because the more people we have listening, the more people I can help, the better things go, and the more inspired I am to really keep moving and creating this Shameless Mom movement that is going to be huge. So thank you so much for listening today. I can't wait to talk to you next time. And between now and then, make sure that you do something shameless just for you. And this time, I want whatever your shameless thing is, I want it to involve some sweat. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket, telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast, where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.